Hey, y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my Seattle Real Estate Market Watch for February 27, 2024. Well, we've had another exciting week in the housing market here in Seattle, and I say that even in the midst of interest rates continuing to climb. So for the second week in a row, and actually more like the last month, we've been seeing rates trending upwards for mortgages. And a lot of that has to do with the inflationary data that's come out recently. And I don't want to continue to harp on it, but the market, the mortgage market, is especially vulnerable to the inflation numbers. And so that's where we see the ups and downs. A lot of it is projecting out. So right now, the projection is it's just going to take longer for some of the rate cuts that are expected here in 2024, meaning that we're not going to see them quite as soon as some were hoping. But at the same time, buyers are entering the market again, coming back to the market because there's hope that rates are going to come down and that the housing market is going to be revitalized when that happens. And so as a preemptive measure, people are getting back into the housing market right now to purchase before the competition becomes crazy and the prices start to skyrocket, because that's what's going to happen when interest rates come down here in the Seattle area. Now, not every market's created equal, so some other markets will respond differently as the rates come down, but I would assume that better interest rates, lower interest rates for buyers makes things more affordable and allows people to spend more money on a home purchase. So right now, people are getting back into the market. They are, I would say there's a little speculation, right? People are have a hunch. They have more confidence that things are going to get better. And so they want to get in now while they can and get that better price, knowing that they'll be able to get a better rate in the hopefully near future. Now, let's talk about rates. So 7.11 is where we found ourselves last week for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. And on Mortgage News Daily's survey today, we're seeing 7.16 as that same number. So again, slight uptick. Last week, we saw a slight uptick from the week before. And like I mentioned earlier, we've been seeing rates trending upwards, not down, which some were hoping to see here so far. But I also mentioned that the activity's been picking up and buyers are returning to the market. And we're seeing that here with the buyer activity on our Market Watch stats. We'll start with new listings just because we want to see more. There's not enough housing inventory for all the buyers. And I'm having this conversation with every single buyer that I'm talking to right now. There just aren't a lot of houses to see, which means everybody's competing for a small amount of houses. At the same time, seeing the listings here, 446 for the week in King and Snohomish County for single family listings. That's up from 379 last week. So that's a good sign. We're starting to see some more listings coming on the market. We also saw 45 houses coming back on the market. So again, there's more activity happening on the seller side. Still not nearly enough, but it's a good sign to see some of those listings coming on. List price reductions, we saw 114 price reductions versus 102 the week before. And if you follow along with these, you'll notice I'm not looking back at last year's numbers. For some reason, I didn't do an update last year in this week. So we're not going to have the year-over-year comparison, but we'll continue to go through on the week-over-week comparison. The price reductions are, I would say, a little bit more than I was expecting to see right now. It is still possible to price your house above the market. So as much as there isn't a lot of inventory and buyers are returning to the market, the people that are selling their houses quickly and probably getting the most money are the ones that are pricing on the lower side of the market value. It doesn't mean you can't price on the higher side of the market value, but buyers are seeing listings priced on the low side and even maybe in the middle. And those are the ones they're going after, not the ones that are priced on the high side. And if they do, they're waiting for a few weeks, 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then they're making offers that are going to push the price back down to where they think it should be versus competing over the ones that look like they're priced lower and then end up paying more in the end. And that's what we see when the market's hot. It almost happens to everybody just by default. But in this market right now, the houses that are priced on the lower side are the ones that we're talking about getting multiple offers, selling over asking price, having fewer contingencies. Whereas the houses pushing the price, even if it's just a little, are those that are going to sit a little bit and maybe not have some of those benefits as a seller. So as we look at the contingent purchases for the week, those are, again, purchases that are based on a buyer selling their house first before closing. We saw 14 of those versus 9 last week, kind of right in where we've been, somewhere between that 15 to 10 range, right? 10 to 15 contingent purchases a week. Expired listings, not very many of those. That is a good sign that listings are selling quicker here and actually selling versus sitting on the market. So we had 9 expired listings last week. Pending sales. So 644 pending sales this past week, 682 last week. So a little bit of a drop off from the week before, but about the same. The sold listings, big uptick there, 467 sold listings this week versus 392 the week before. And then we see here the canceled listings, 35 canceled listings versus 29 last week. The canceled listings are odd because sometimes people will cancel the listing even after a short time to kind of manipulate the MLS system, so to speak, and then put the house back on the market. So sometimes you'll see a canceled listing and then it's back on the market the same day and it's also a price reduction. So it's a weird deal. And then sometimes it won't show up as a price reduction, even though it is, because it's a new listing or they cancel the listing and then they put it back on as at a lower price, but as a new MLS number. So again, there's just ways that agents will manipulate the system. Most of those canceled listings are most likely that coming back on versus houses that were canceled for different reasons. Now, as we look at the spring market here, it just snowed here today and yesterday, which is, I don't know if it's odd, but we don't get a lot of snow here in the Pacific Northwest, usually a couple snow days a year. And we've had a little late snow and thinking about how the market's starting to warm up, right? We're going to start to get the warmer weather. People are going to be out there doing their yard work and buyers are going to be out. And this is when most of the listings are going to come on in a given year. So I think for buyers, I would just want to encourage you that there are going to be more listings. It may be a year like 2023, where there just aren't as many listings on the market. So there won't be as many choices or houses to choose from, but there will be more than there are right now. There will. So I would just encourage buyers to have hope and get started. So if you haven't gotten started with the pre-approval process for a mortgage, if you haven't started with maybe a buyer consultation with a real estate professional like myself, I think you're behind. So that's where you can start to get ahead, is start with that buyer consultation, get your pre-approval done, make sure that you're ready to go. And I would even encourage to start looking now, even if you're not quite ready. Maybe you think, you know what, I don't need a place till June, July, August, September. Well, it can take a while. It can take 3 to 4 months to get into a house or even to find a house that you like, especially in a lower inventory environment. And you also may have to try a few times. You may make your best offer on a house and somebody's willing to do better and able to do better. And so I think as a buyer, you just want to start to get started. We're starting to enter into the more competitive environment again. And on the seller side, this is your chance to start doing some of those projects. Maybe you're still living in the house and you want to be out before you list, or maybe you plan to buy something else and then list your house. Either way, there are many projects you can get started with in the wintertime here. Maybe it's an indoor project or even some of the outdoor projects on a sunny day that can help you get ready to be in position to sell and maybe get your house on the market a little bit quicker as the market continues to heat up. So if you have questions about buying or selling here in the Seattle area, of course, I'd love to be a resource for you. If you got some value out of this episode here today, I'd love it if you would subscribe, and even better yet, share this with somebody who could benefit from it. Bye for now.